Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kristen Baker Upside. I'm ahead of myself here. The Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. That's the name of our show. And here we are. We've got a couple of callers in the queue. We're going to be getting to you shortly. 317-512. Just hold a moment. That's the order as well. You'll both be getting readings. And we want to invite other people who have not taken the plunge yet. 314-338-0164 to please call us. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. I feel like I've been smoking cigarettes or something. My voice is like a man.
Like Colleen Hurst.
God. Of course. Well, we have poor air quality here. Perhaps that's the reason. Again, 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our listeners and followers can join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook and Twitter, which are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, or the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, or our homepage, and you can find those links. Follow us. Yeah, it's like, or an old woman.
Colleen Dewhurst was a great actress. Raspy voice.
It's not an attractive sound.
I saw her with Joe Bartson for the Mr.
Lucky you.
Was fortunate. Right. I was so close to the stage that Jason Robart spit on me, and I didn't take a bath for 3 weeks.
That's doubtful.
But I did drink a lot of alcohol.
Also doubtful. Okay, let's bring on our first caller, 317 area code. Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Jamie. I have not called in a million years. I'll give you my birthday.
Okay,
it is.
Years. Wow, we've been doing it this long.
It's January 23rd, 1971.
Okay. So, okay, and Jane, where are you located?
It's Jamie.
Oh,
I'm in
Jamie?
Indiana.
Oh,
yes,
J-A-M-I-E. Jamie,
yes.
I remember
yes.
you.
I wondered if you were. You have such
no,
a good
I
memory.
No, I remember you. Totally. I remember you. Oh,
good.
My God. Yeah. And you started doing readings.
Yes.
A long time ago.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah,
yes,
and I'm
see.
Still doing them. It's been 8 years. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your question, Jamie? Do you remember Jamie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I actually have thought of you. I thought of you within the last 2 months. That's pretty weird, actually, now that you're calling.
Wow.
I mean,
I believe that that's psychic stuff, you know?
Oh, sure.
That's how it works.
Yeah. It really does work like that. It does.
Yeah.
So, and that's all. I'm being 100% honest. You have crossed my mind within the last 2 months.
Wow. That's
and
I'm
I wondered
call,
what
and you knew it.
So.
And our connection is not the best. I just want you to know. It's kind of breaking up, but that's okay. I know. And, you know, I listen to you all's archives, and everything's a little broken up. So I don't know if BTR is having problems or what, but that's, yeah. So
have
I
you
just
listened
to tell
other
you
shows? Have you listened to other shows? Yeah, but it's on the internet.
I have been listening. Yeah, all the way back to February. Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you listen to her, not just ours, not just our show,
not,
but with, yeah.
I'm trying to think. I have, actually. I actually have. I've listened to a... No.
Yeah.
Not like yours have been. Yeah.
Holy fix.
Internet.
Yeah, it's probably your internet.
How do you
Well, I'll talk about it later, and on there. But anyway, so Jamie, let's get to your question.
Okay.
You move on.
Well,
you want to go upstairs?
So,
go ahead, Jamie.
Okay. I actually just got out of a really long relationship, and I know I had a reading with Neil, and it's been a while, but he had told me the way my birthday was, relationships are tough. And so I was curious what came up around that.
Your question, I'm sorry. Your question is about your birthday in regard to relationship problems.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah,
yes.
You got 11. That's part of the problem. And 1, 2, 3 isn't exactly great. Did you have some problems in your earlier years, family?
Yes.
Six.
And, you know, I have a twin sister with the same birthday, and she's in a very long relationship. I think they're almost 30 years. So it's a little odd.
Well, no, it's not odd. I mean, this is a perfect example, Jamie, of why people with the same birth date have different, totally different lives. I mean, you're twins. So there's that in the same family, same upbringing. Were your parents divorced?
My dad passed when we were little, and then my mom remarried, and then they got divorced twice. So, I've been through both
divorces, and your father died young. So that's, a pretty traumatic family history. But your sister has, you know, with the same date, has been able to find a loving partner. Obviously, does she have kids and stuff? I imagine yes.
She doesn't have kids, which is surprising.
No.
She's married to a pediatrician. Yeah, surprising. But they've been together like 30 years, yeah.
Okay, no kids, but she has a happy marriage. Happy marriage. And,
it seems that,
Long lasting. But the thing is, birth date holds energy for, I mean, your sister, it may be your twin, you don't have the same soul. Even so, the birth date numbers hold content from the soul's journey, the astral journeys, and, you know, the past lives, if you will. So those experiences are not going to be the same as your sister's. And your experience on the planet, even though your twins, isn't going to be the same experience. So the content of the numbers is different. So you've never been married?
No.
Have you?
Correct.
You've never been
married.
Never. Never been married.
And I was just engaged, but I broke it off. So, yeah.
So I was going to ask. So you broke your engagement.
I did.
Okay. You probably don't want to ask about the guy you broke off with, right? Or do you?
I don't want to what? I'm sorry.
Do you want to ask about this guy, or do you want to just...
I don't really. No, I'm curious about, if there's something going on with relationships that I need to fix or something. Because I feel like that kind of ran its course and COVID helped push that out, and I'm happy without him. He was a nice man. It ran its course is what it felt like for me. So I feel like relationships have problems, and I don't know how to get past that, and I don't know if that's a good question, but I thought I would try.
Well, Amy, your code, although it suggests difficulties, and as Chris was saying, every number has its own individual intensity. So your one may have more energy intensity of karma than your sister. So every number has its own individual characteristic. But having said that, if your code, being psychic, if your code suggested to us that you weren't going to be in a relationship, we would get a vibration. We would punch in relationship and get no vibration. what we get is like what you're doing with us, a static reception, but you can hear the words, but it's broken. Your relationship history has been broken by some kind of karma. So what you do is you kind of leapfrog from whatever numerous relationships you have had. However, here's the good news. You're born in 71. Now, that's a broken up eight, you see. And that eight is where you're going to get your relationship. Because you do have a two in your karma, which is relationship chakra. So if we take that two and we slide it over to the higher end of your birthday, the year, we're going to have the same thing, a two and a one. Picture the two between the seven and one. We're going to have a two tucked in there, which reflects your first two numbers of 12. Now we've got your relationship on the transcendent side. Now, how we do this is with energy. So what you have to do, what's probably happening, is you carry some kind of crisis along in your life from karma and from this life. Something you haven't resolved, whether it's an issue with your father or maybe an issue with your mother. But there's something that's clogging up the system. So your piping's okay, but it's clogged. So if we were psychic plumbers, we would go into your energy and say, well, Jamie, your piping's okay, but it's clogged. We don't need to change a pipe. Clogged. Something got clogged up. So let me ask you something. In your early years, did you have any extended sickness like pneumonia or
mononucleosis?
Anything.
Yeah, I had mono. I had strep throat a lot too, which was what killed my dad.
So
that's your father. You see, we just went into your piping and we just made a validation. So it would be like if we were a plumber and I said, hey, do you put a lot of coffee grinds in your sink? And you go, yeah, I do all the time. I go, well, that's what clogged it up. What clogged up your system is the accurate validation that we picked up on childhood, illnessically speaking. So now we have to define, well, what is the content of that? Where is that now coming from?
Well, and the fact that she also lost her father due to a childhood, typically a childhood illness. How old were you when you lost your father, Jamie, just out of curiosity?
I was eight.
Six, seven, eight.
Eight is that broke up 71.
And
now we're still on track.
And in fact, six, seven. No, that's wrong. I was counting wrong. But anyway, seven. She's on the cusp when she gets over to the.
Right.
Yeah.
But your cluster number is six. So eight is extended by two. And two is the number we're talking about in relationship. Now we're scientifically, psychically defining where your problem is to release it. You with us on this? Do you understand?
Yes, totally. I understand where you're going. I've listened to you enough. I get it. I don't understand every bit of it, but yes.
I don't understand myself either. So I'm hoping you can understand it. But where it is. Now what we have to define real quick, we don't have time today to do it. We've gone this far and we'll keep our notes handy. We've got to define now the further content of this, because it reaches deeper into your history, which may include karma, history, past life. But it reaches into that. But now we've got a hold of it. Now we know what the content is. And so we can analyze how to get rid of it. See? So if it's coffee, they're just going to flush it out. If it was some kind of object, they'd have to go in and do something else. This is coffee. It can be flushed out. But it's clogged. So we've come that far. I will say that, have you ever in your lifetime known anyone named Anthony or Andy? Or?
I do. I just got somebody named Anthony on my line. So, yes.
Anthony, you're lying on
what,
your...
are you fishing?
Yeah, for my... on my network that I work on. Yes.
Oh.
He also works on there now.
There's a food service company.
God, plenty
of fish.
Yeah.
Plenty of fish.
But I remember you said something about Anthony on another
subscription
a couple of years ago. Anyway, it's funny.
Well,
anyway,
so call back because we've got a lot of calls. You can call back to call us promptly.
I have a question, though, before we finished. For some reason, I don't know why, I'm getting an image of, like, a precious stone. I don't know if you have a ring that you wear. Jewelry, anything heirloom or passed down in the family that you have, trying to figure out why.
A stone? Is it like a rock, or is it? I have precious jewelry.
Like a precious stone.
My mom has gave me some stones, so yes, I would say that's probably where that
is.
Yes, and my sister too. I mean, I've got plenty of stuff. Yeah, lots.
Lots of jewelry, more of a expensive stone, like a ruby or an emerald type of thing. So you do have something like that, and it's passed on from the family. So going back to the family connection. So it's just tying in.
I got a garnet and a blue topaz. I've got several. Yes.
Okay.
Well, you've identified not so far. So you can call back, or you could call us up.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately,
I will probably call you. Yeah,
okay,
I'll probably
call
you. I can just call you at home, right, and make an appointment with you.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much for getting me in. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too, Jamie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, and Jamie, follow us on Facebook. I don't think she ever has. She's been listening to the show. And she said she started again in February. And now we'd like to announce something special. We're changing the name of the show to Psychic Plumbers.
Yeah, the Psychic Plumbers.
Psychic Plumbers. It's really glamorous, exactly how I would be depicted as a female, especially with this voice I've got today.
And our first guest on the other side will be Christopher Plummer.
Okay.
So,
with a L-M, not a B. Okay. 512. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Dionysus.
Dionysus. Wow. That's quite a name.
Yes. Dionysus. My dad was obsessed with Greek mythology. And I always say, so it is my actual name. But I always say Dionysus is the Greek god of wine. And I joke that my dad must have been slightly inebriated when he decided to name me.
Well, are you a wine yourself?
Yes, I love wine, red wine only, Pinot Grigio. So.
Okay. Okay. So where are you calling from, Dionysus?
I'm currently located in Austin, Texas.
Austin. Okay.
They use a little Greek mythology out there.
Hey, you're doing some things pretty good out in Texas these days. Normally, I wouldn't. I don't really agree with. I'm not really into the government anyway. Some of them they've made decisions on.
I agree with,
like the passport situation. But anyway, it's a different topic. Dionysus. What's your birth date?
It is June 14th, 1990.
Okay. What's your question? Gosh, you're 30 years old now.
I am 30 years old now.
Making sure I'm looking at that.
Yes, the millennial generation is aging. But
you're still young. You're still young.
I guess.
Well, Diane, you're about 5,000 years old.
Yeah, exactly. My my soul is feels quite old. Anyways, my question, I guess I'm always curious as to what, you know, curious about career and what your intuitive sense may be, or numerological or astrological perspectives might be.
I think you
revolving.
I'm all day, a wine steward. Just kidding.
No, you know, your voice suggests that, and sensitivity, and maybe even commentary.
I wrote sensitivity yeah. before you said it.
I mean, you have a nice speaking voice and the energy of that. Your master, your karmic numbers, your world number 3, which is mystical. It's in the energy of the stomach, but still a mystical number. And you have a 6 for the third eye and a 4 for, you know, good heart, a balanced energy. So, you know, in the humanities, if we talk about the humanities, if we talk about literature, art, music, writing, whether you're into that or not, you have a capsule of energy that is either been already investigated into or yet to be investigated or is actively right now going on. But you've got that energy field, and there might be a sense of, and you know what I get about you, a sense of analysis. Have you gone to college?
I'm currently in college.
And what's your major?
I have a double major. Funny enough, having the sun in Gemini, but I have 2 majors, 1 business administration and the other computer programming.
Yes. Dionysus, I just should have asked first. I wrote on business, just getting the vibe that there's a creative energy about you. Neil can vouch for me.
Yeah,
I wrote
yeah.
down business. Did I write down business
uh-huh.
before he said it?
Let me ask
so,
you before
business.
You go on. How does business administration and computer analysis, you said? Computer what?
Computer programming.
Program. How does that relate to a sense of literate translation? I mean, how do you connect that where we were coming from in terms of compiling some sense of personality traits about you?
I'm trying to understand your question. I'm sorry that I don't.
Does business administration have anything to do with a sense of you're doing that? Are you implying any sense of analysis or the content of language in that? I mean, how dry is it as opposed to how artistic it could be in nature? I know we're talking in very abstract terms, but
oh, I see. It's interesting. I feel like these degree plans or these 2 primary subjects are simply, I guess I could relate them to the number 4. You know, that I think the number 4 is it reminds me of the earth element in astrology. And so essentially they're business and computer programming. They're just basically studying these courses will serve, once I obtain a degree, the knowledge that I will gain and acquire from completing these courses will serve as somewhat of a foundation for my artistic interests, which would be that of exactly what you had mentioned, writing and music, and spirituality as well. So I intend that.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
You know, in parentheses, we're going to say this. You're going to be successful. You're on the path. You're going to do great. And you make some bad markings. Because the underlying factor of what you're getting, which coincides with your response, is great. You're going to do great. Just get your degree. You'll make some new marks, you'll build a very beautiful foundation of thought and content in whatever you do, and it's going to be terrific. I think I get such a high note of success with you that it is outstanding. So you're a grade of A.
Question, when did you begin How far are you with your degrees?
Well, computer programming is relatively new. I just started that. I just added that degree program. Business, I'm about halfway through. But the thing, what's interesting is, you know, in terms of music, I've already had some successes as a pianist. You know, I've been on television. And in terms of my spiritual work, I've had a blog talk radio show in the past, and I've, you know, interviewed a lot of notable, you know, authors and spiritual figures and psychic celebrities and all that kind of thing. And I think at this stage in my life, I'm sort of in a professional lull, if you will, and I'm just trying to redefine it. What I want to do now, you know, with my life. It's really weird.
Your show's not ongoing. It's a show you did in the past.
It's so sporadic. It's like I had an episode just recently, but it's like, it's hard for me to really try to monopolize and monetize spiritual, you know, like a spiritual business, because
yeah.
It's not that I don't know how. I understand how. It's, I don't know, it's just something in my soul. It doesn't want to.
You feel like you don't want to be marketing.
I don't
want to
mix them.
You don't feel like it.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. I just don't want to mix them. Not that it's wrong. I just don't want, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're right at the cusp of your transcendent energy from karma. You're a 30 equals 3.
He just added this computer program, which would signify a change. I don't know if there's any changes going on in his life, but
and 4 is your birth, yes, right, and that's your third number and your birth date. And 3 is the female energy, so that's the moon. You're relating it to the earth. 1 and 4 is 5, communication. 6 is third eye, but 7 and 4 is 11, which means a troubled
relationship.
You know, troubled stuff up until the age of 30. But you're going to be going into a transcendent phase right now, which you haven't experienced yet. So that's why you're in kind of confusing mode, because you're in transition. And transition is always a little bit confusing. Confusion to this psychic doesn't bother me. I'm not worried about your sense of experimenting in terms of where you really land and what you're capable of doing. I'm going pages ahead in novel,
and I'm seeing
success, wherein I'm worried about your current stage of this
development.
So I'm not concerned about that, but it's going to get better. Stay in school and don't worry about the fog. The fog is only clouding over what's already there.
And your lack of worry does not have to do with the fact that it's just that, you know, well, you're 30 years old, you're young. There are many 30-year-olds that have called the show, or their parents have called, where there's a concern about the future. So this is specific information pertaining to your life, not just a general read.
Yes. No, I agree. I love it. I love the vibe, and I love it. I love this interaction too. And I appreciate what you've shared with me. Thank you. And I really like it. And I like what you guys are doing. I will say, just like what Jamie had mentioned, and I know you guys, I don't want to bring it up again, because I know you guys, you're going to have to call your internet provider and yell at them a little bit.
Choppy.
Yeah, I feel so bad too. But it's okay, because it's almost like every other word you say, I have to listen really hard, but I can still, the messages are getting through. Obviously, people are still calling and listening, so that says a lot. They like what you're saying. Even though it's choppy, we still want to hear, so thank you.
We probably, you know, we're on extender, and it could be the network itself. We need to experiment about what location we do this in the home, I think, you know.
Yeah, no problem. But like I said, look, we're still here listening, calling, and appreciating the information you're sharing. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, take care. Get in touch with us. You can follow us. Have us on your show, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to call you guys. I really like your vibe.
thank you.
I'll call you guys off the air. Thank you so much. Please
sounds
put
good.
Me on mute. I want to still listen.
Listen, yes. We'll listen to every other word. mute. Good care. Bye.
Take care.
Yeah, he was a nice vibe too. Okay, 312 area code. Hi.
Hi, my name's Karen. Good morning.
Why didn't they
Karen?
You? Hi.
But my question is, I just recently got my taxes done, and I'm wondering if you see everything working out. I used a new tax preparer.
Okay. Working out, what's the question? I mean, working out in what way? But filing's going to go smoothly?
Yes, smoothly, yes.
I don't see why not. Do you use an online tax preparer? Do you actually go to an accountant?
No, it was one of the chain places.
But it's
a
person
like a area.
Online. Like, you don't just use TurboTax. It's a person
right,
you're
right.
dealing with. Over. Yes,
yeah,
I
person.
Thought. Yeah,
yes.
I don't see any problem. I mean, the only problem I know you had prior to this with taxes is that you didn't get your stimulus check because you changed preparers last year.
The person that I was going to use didn't want to give me a discount. He said he was going to charge me one price, and then at the end he said, oh, I have to charge you the full price. And so, he almost wanted to charge me like $500, and I'm like, I can't afford that. So he said, just go in your neighborhood and have someone else do them. And he gave me back my date, my information. So I was kind of shocked at that. So,
well,
but I did. I took his advice and went to somebody else, so.
Well, that's how it goes, yes.
You have a broken 8, Karen, and you're 71.
Like our first caller, actually.
And 8, and 8 can be arranged in some thought about money and power. It's broken up. But you do have it. It's a 7-1. And you know, as far as that's concerned, we're talking about in those number systems, we're talking about spirituality and the chakra, the earthbound chakra. Like Dionysus was saying, there's earth, yes, but one is also the first chakra, which is the root chakra. Now, your master number is 7. So what you have to do is you always have to reach a little bit farther than most people for that financial stability. There's always going to be some kind of karma going on. This guy giving you back your tax forms and stuff, that's karma. You've experienced a karmic situation with him, which probably is a train of karma that you've had since you've been born regarding matters of money, because it's a broken up system going on. But the good news is that 71 does combine to become an 8. So probably it's going to go okay. But what happens is that you have difficulty in any situation and then it clears up. Difficulty clears up. You see, and that's going to be your sequence. So I wouldn't worry about it because the sequence is still locked in. It's you got a clutch of energy that says, well, there's always going to be a problem with money with you. Just hang in there. You have a good system of working things out if you just stay on the train there.
Right.
So it should be okay. I mean, you can have more than an altercation you had, but that was karma.
Everything's filed, right? It's done?
Yes. Yes, it's done and it's been sent.
Yeah. So
yeah, I don't.
Fine, I think.
I think it'd be fine. I mean, that's what it should be. Your code suggests, and if we're saying anything that makes sense to you in your outlook of history, then we're correct. You have trouble, and then it clears up.
Right.
It matters.
Exactly. Well, I'll just wait the 21 days, I guess, and we'll see.
Yeah, it should be okay. I mean, that's what we think.
Any progress on the rental? Did you have a conversation with your landlady?
No, I haven't saw her yet. No, I'm under the weather right now, so I'll be going over there maybe in a couple weeks to go and talk with her. Yeah, because we're still packing here, and I'm still working from home, so I haven't made it over there yet.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a call to update us on that progress once you talk to her. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Karen, wait a second before you go. Are you okay? Oh, she's gone. She's one of our most regular callers, actually.
Oh,
and I don't know if she's on social media, but it's interesting because some people that have joined us on Facebook have, profiles that aren't under their real name. And I I'm aware of who they are. They contact us, to say something on the show. And so if you're on social media, you don't know who you are, contact us if you're a follower of the show, because we make that connection that you're supporting the show. And if you aren't on social media, if you're on social media and not following us, follow us.
Yeah,
please.
Absolutely.
So
we were...
we've got 20 minutes.
We have some listeners that do one. Would we either bring one back or we could talk on some topic?
It doesn't matter. What do you want to do? We've got Jamie listening and Dionysus listening.
Oh, I mean, if they want to come back, they're welcome to. Or we can go up and talk. don't they wave their hand, you said?
Well, hands is already raised because they were brought on. So they'd have to actually – this is what they can do. Watch. If either one of you want to come back on, press one again and press one again. So disconnect using your hand by pressing one and then press one again. We'll watch to see if you've disconnected and repressed one.
Otherwise, we'll go on with our topic at hand. The idea of balance, 4 is a chakra number, the heart. But how does it connect to the earth? Well, there is, talk about mythology. There is a general mythological conception.
Four corners of earth. I mean, earth numerologically is like the first chakra. So,
there's
a difference
there. There's a correlation between the two.
And in Dionysus' birth date, he actually has a 1-4,
has that energy.
With energy in it.
The idea is that the moon, feminine, 3, comes down to the earth energy, male. 4, to reveal the levels of communication. 4 reveals the levels of survival, earth survival, hard earth, corpse survival. But all the emblems of the earth, nature and all that. But the female coming from the moon is the idea of the movement of communication. So we have the combination of 3, female, moon, and 4, male, earth.
That's why you're so lucky when your earth number is 34.
4, yeah. Which would be the combination of 7, which is that if there's true a blending, then we have spirituality. 7 chakra, sacred energy going on. And you will. The difference between 3 and 4 is 1. So if you add 1 to it, we have 8, which is rebirth and power and money.
Yeah, because
9 would be the eternal.
8 is the shock beyond the physical body.
Yeah, it's first chakra. Because it is the first chakra beyond 7, we have 1, 8. And that becomes a 9, which is eternity. 9 is the eternal number.
And those that have 18 in their birthday, boy, are they lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
34 18.
I'm dancing in air. But the idea that what is it to be on the earth and what is it to communicate? Let's look at our general human population. A lot of people in the earth communication. They're just concerned about survival, making a living. They're not really literature people or, sensitively speaking, communication-wise. They don't really absorb that kind of attitude. So they're basically, people are just basically physical.
We're talking, and in this regard, we're talking a crude physicality of human beings.
Yeah.
Having
a family and, you know, you have kids and stuff. But there isn't that higher sensitive vibration.
Like, let's barbecue this weekend and watch the game.
Right. There's just this physical attitude. That's a real strong core. And there isn't anything wrong with that. It's just a clear, precise definition, if you will. It does involve the hearts. These people can be compassionate, and they can be sensitive in that regard. But when we get free, we're getting into the muses, if you will. U-S-E. Yes.
That would be me.
Yeah. And if you add an I-A to it, it's amusing.
Thanks. I am amusing.
Yeah. But the idea, and that would be 1-4.
Thank you.
Which is in the morning hours. You're better in the morning. But
I'm better in the morning?
If you're talking AM.
I'm not better in the morning.
Okay. No. That's why this a contradiction exists and I'm having trouble.
Okay.
But the idea that, what was I saying?
I'm not really sure exactly what you're saying. You're talking about the feminine. Well, I mean, I don't know. You're going three, and then, but we're talking about AM when PM is the feminine.
There's a sense of vibration going on in female consciousness. Now, that I think the birth of that vibration, personally, I think the birth of that vibration is the attitude that a female has to communicate to the
male.
And
fetus,
there's
the fetus. The fetus, really.
And then it develops.
The girls and the fetus.
But that is that first level of communication that goes on. And the idea, too, is that the female, well, traditional, scientifically speaking, the female receives the egg. So there's something on the physicality that the female has to take responsibility for. The male just, you know, does his thing, walks away. But the female now has to have 9 months of this process of communicating with a being to be, a certain energy field. It's sort of like the attitude of the earth giving birth to the moon, because we assume that the moon might be a chunk of the earth. There was a great explosion. However it was arranged, it's our satellite, it's our moon, it's our energy beyond that main energy. So if we get into the process of how masculine, and these are traditional words, understandable, but how masculine energy combines with feminine energy to establish a communication that is an extension of a coupling. That now brings in the attitude of three. Now there's male, female, child, energy field of the female. Now we've gone from 1, 2, 3. We've got that whole essence going. And in that regard, I mean, that was Jane, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
But now I'm talking about in more esoteric terminology, more of the individual terminology. We have the male, the female, and child. Now we have a triangular energy, a mystical energy, and actually a female energy, because it involves a certain sensitivity out of the man to not be brutal to the child. So now the man has to learn sensitivity, not just in the fact that he was involved with a female, but now he's involved with raising a child, which language, it commands communication, commands teaching. All of these things are in the humanities. So you have to, and then you have to develop speech. which involves the language, speech is basically, you know, you have your romantic languages. So there's a certain romance that goes on in the development from masculinity to femininity to then creating a child, if that be the case, because we all have children and we all have mothers and fathers. And so in that regard, we are part of a triangular system. It doesn't matter
if parents, you know, one was absent or not. It's still the established, you have to have.
Right. Carry the number three in our system. Ourself, our mother, our birth mother, and our birth father. We all carry this triangular energy, and the triangular energy becomes mystical. It becomes mystical and powerful because it is the attitude of creation, which defies all forms of scientific logic. We don't know yet the essence of creation. We either have a literal translation of God, or we have a metaphorical translation of God, or we have science, or we have the Big Bang, or we have all kinds of subparticles and atoms and that and the other forming life. We're trying to find the origins of life now on Mars. How did that start? So we are involved in this triangular energy, and all of us as human beings, mystical three within us. We are male, we are female.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. We are male and female, and we have been male and female in past lives. And I think, that, for example, if we're talking about a father, a man, it's a man who has better integrated those past lives as males is going to be a better father and communicator than if those lives are integrated into his consciousness on some level. I mean, it may not be his waking consciousness, but subconsciousness,
right,
or his astral body, whatever it is, there's going to be some communication on that level to be more communicative.
And sometimes the definitive patterns are very stereotypical. You know, like you have John Wayne, male, or you have something a little bit more, have a little bit more sensitive act, like an Anthony Hopkins, you know, if you're going to acting. You have different attitudes.
And you have
of what sensitivity.
Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
You know, on the other side of the spectrum. But
you have, it's funny because, you know, you have, if you look at acting, you have these, you know, Robert De Niro, oh, psychotic gangster, and then he's in comedies, and he can be gentle. And you realize that even John Wayne was gentle in some of the Three Godfathers and such like that. And even at the end of the centuries, he became a little bit more embracing in femininity when he picked up Natalie Wood, who was a half-breed. He accepted that energy of feminine Indian, if you will, you know, with that moment. But then again, he turned down High Noon because he thought it was a sissy film, and Gary Cooper stepped in. And this is Move Talk. We'll be back in 2 minutes. So when we get into the attitude of what is it about, you know, even when we get to Sigourney Weaver, an alien, you know, here we have
something
this strong
female,
that masterpiece of a science fiction film, horror film, that attitude of energy, that we are, all of us, molecularly speaking, male and female, whether we agree to it or not, we that's who we are, and that's what we are, because we are made up of the combination of energy between meat and egg, and we can't deny it. But we do take on these characteristics. We can't choose sides, and some of us can involve themselves in the bisexuality of life. Life is just not totally feminine, not totally masculine, not totally dominating, or temporarily composed of units that fit, like in copulation, or a unit of family. But within ourselves, we have the capacity to be all forms of sexuality, not to mention in the development of conception, we take on the likeness of pigs and lambs and we go through this wonderful
metamorphosis,
figuratively speaking, this wonderful energy of forming ourselves from all forms of animals, even reptile. So as we get into that, and we talk about the reptilians, so when we get into this energy, if we really advanced as an individual without taking sides with interests and hobbies, we're truly advanced as a human being. We embrace all forms of life because we are made up of all forms of life. They're all part of us. And when you subscribe to that, then the communication you have with all forms of life becomes more intense. It's wonderful. I mean, when I go outside talking to birds, whatever, insects, it's a whole unit of communication that I just figure it has to be a human communication. There are other forms of communication that go on that we basically as human beings ignore or neglect, or we just don't see it. We just don't see it. Animals and creatures are talking to us all the time, learning that language all the way up to a human figure. So, you know, this is the attitude for as well. Is it like you said, Kristen, it takes up all corners of existence. It takes up everything that we've got. And it takes up not only all corners, but it takes up all seasons. We are made up of all seasons. We aren't human beings that only are summer people. We live through summer, spring, fall, winter. And each one has its own language. Nature will tell you. The abundance of nature will tell you what season we're in. Crops will tell you what season we're in. Migrations will tell you what seasons we're in. So it's all interconnected. And if we take the time to really cycles of life and what makes up these movements, how each movement has a definition, we can also, in our capacity, look at our birth dates and listen to the movement of the numbers in our birth date and define them according to their numeric value and definition. So, you know, I hope we're not broken up and people are hearing
so.
Okay. But that's, I think, important.
Well, yes. The more you interact with nature, animals, and broaden your communication, the more you're going to get in touch with yourself, your own birth date, the more psychic you're going to become because you've opened up your mind and soul to those elements.
Well, that's it. You said the key word. Being psychic, most of us, we need to connect to our soul because our soul has a wealth of information that gradually merges into our consciousness, our physical brain itself.
And the lack of consciousness, I mean, that I observe in human population, I mean, it's very frustrating because people aren't conscious. They kill animals, insects, and, you know, they eat meat. I mean, not to say that people that meat eat inherently bad, but if, you know.
I don't prove my own personal beliefs, but there are people who eat meat. They have a certain reverence for the animal they kill, or, you know, and, you know, someone said, I killed a mosquito with biting my arm.
That's
not evil. You know, no, we're not going back in that physical terminology, but we're talking about the appreciation of life and the awareness of existence, how it all becomes part of the cycle of who we are. And we talk about the chain of the nature chain.
It extends to not only animal life, but plants and trees and how you care for them, and you don't, you know, chop them down or in your way. You integrate them into your life rather than, I mean, people that consider things a nuisance are more inclined to building and concrete. You know,
actually, the earth itself is a beautiful balance in it because it's all way it was designed is beautiful. The whale eating the quail, the squid, the plankton and everything.
Right. I mean, we're
basically whales, you know, killer whales. When we look at the cycle of life and how it's all arranged, there's a beautiful unit of energy and semblance of order that we can even create.
Right.
We're
so
disturbing
we,
that.
Exactly. We as humans adapt to the environment that existed before us rather than the other way around. That's what I think. Okay. Are we done? Okay, we're done. Wednesday, we're back on the air, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we thank our callers and our listeners today for joining us.